Senators insist that they can all agree to a plan that would ban the cloning of people, but there's sharp disagreement over the cloning ban discussed in the Senate yesterday. That proposal would prohibit the cloning of all human embryos. These are the foundation of some forms of stem cell research. Sheboygan GOP Senator Joe Lieblum says that's no reason to give the research a pass. He voted in favor of the cloning ban.
The creation of a human embryo results in the creation of a human life. I believe it's one and the same.
Lieblum often sides with the anti-abortion groups who've been the chief proponents of this ban. So does Milwaukee Democrat Jeff Plaley, but not on this issue. Plaley says there's no telling what the so-called therapeutic cloning of embryos could mean for treating diseases like Parkinson's or cancer. He says the legislature shouldn't try to stop this research before it's even started.
It would be hard as hell for me to go back to a cancer patient in my district and say, there may be a science out there that will help you, but I'm pro-life and I won't let you look at that science.
Republicans rejected a proposal to narrow the ban so it only prohibits cloning with the intent of reproducing adult human beings. Democrats blocked a final vote on the overall ban, but the Senate is likely to pass it today. Governor Jim Doyle has called the proposal the anti-stem cell bill and promised a veto. He's also promised to reject another plan that would let doctors and nurses decide not to partake in stem cell research. That measure would also let them opt out of procedures like removing a feeding tube. Oshkosh Republican sponsor Carol Ressler says doctors should have a right to stay clear of procedures they find unethical. She says that's not inconsistent with the code they're sworn to follow.
The Hippocratic Oath focuses on saving lives and healing and treatment. It doesn't focus on termination of life.
Democrats say the problem is that Ressler's proposal puts the rights of patients second. Milwaukee Democrat John Erpenbach says people who have problems with certain medical procedures shouldn't be practicing medicine in the first place.
I think that person has a moral responsibility to me as a patient to find a new job. Instead, what we do is we take him off the hook.
That plan did clear the full Senate. Senators also voted for a plan yesterday that would require doctors to notify women seeking abortions that a fetus more than 20 weeks old has the capacity to feel pain. West Bend Republican Glenn Grothman is the sponsor. He says that too often a doctor who advises a woman to get an abortion works for an organization that gets paid to perform them. He says this puts pressure on them to sell the procedure.
When they put on their salesman's hat, I think the state legislature has to intervene and make sure that they tell those women what's really going on.
To Grothman, it's common sense that 20-week-old fetuses feel pain, but no medical groups back that contention in Wisconsin. The state's largest doctors and nurses unions lobbied against this bill. Senate Minority Leader Judy Robson of Beloit is a registered nurse. She told Grothman his plan is nothing more than politics.
For some reason, you want to impose your version of science, your version of medical care, on doctors. If you want to be a doctor, but you're a legislator.
The Senate passed another bill yesterday that would force public schools to teach that abstinence from sex is the preferred choice of behavior for people who are not married. Schools that teach some type of sex education would have to devote more time to abstinence than to birth control. That proposal garnered the support of 5 Democrats in addition to all 19 Senate Republicans. Aides to the governor say Doyle hasn't decided whether he'll approve the measure. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.